Family dinners were the first thing I was homesick for when I moved out. The warmth of laughter, the smell of Dad's pork roast filling the house. Dad's pork roast. There's nothing quite as comforting as the smell of home-cooked meals. That's why I learned to make my dad's recipes. Now, this house is finally starting to smell like home.
Good food, good traditions, one great meal. Come together with Swift.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. German data analysis reveals data from health insurance shows 4 times increase in sudden deaths following COVID vaccine rollouts. Well, what do you know? Where have you heard that before?
But, I think on a program called What's Right, What's Left Radio Ministry.
You didn't hear it on NBC or ABC or CBS or CNN, okay, or any of them, but you're hearing it here. Now, German data analysis, Tom Lausen held a conference Monday in the Bundestag to discuss massive rise in people who died suddenly and unexpectedly after the COVID vaccine rollout. Only one mainstream journalist was present during the press conference. The National Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians provided the data covering over 72 million insured Germans. Nashib or Ket, well, these words have got about 30 letters in them. Kassenarsalich Bundes Verening Gung is the coordinating body of 17 state associations of statutory health insurance physicians in Germany. As of 2018, it represented about 175,000 office-based physician and psychotherapists. The association is also activated, involved in negotiations on the range of services provided by statutory health insurance companies and the remuneration of doctors. Furthermore, the KBV carries out a security mandate in accordance with Section 75 SGBV, which is intended to ensure that all legally insured patients can receive adequate outpatient care. The government agency responsible with the assessing the risks of the vaccine, the vaccinations apparently did not inquire about this information as stated during the news conference. Well, we don't suppose that somebody got paid big bucks not to do that, do we, Joe?
And this corrupt government? Oh, I doubt it. Corruption is the name of the game and has been for most of my life in Washington, you know, what's going on in Washington.
Well, here it is, Joe. Don't worry about that food thing, because an Israel-based 3D printed lab grown meat company is building the world's largest facility. And guess where, Joe? North Carolina.
North Carolina, right here in the good old U.S. of A., right?
Right. An Israeli company that specializes 3D printed lab grown meat with non-GMO animal cells is currently building the world's largest commercial production facility in North Carolina. This is an article by Jim Hoft. Believer Meat, formerly known as Future Meat Technologies, is building its facility with initial planned investment of $123.35 million, and it's located in Wilson County, North Carolina, which covers a site of 200,000 square feet. Believer Meats is a leading pioneer of the cultivated meat industry, officially broke ground today on its first U.S. commercial facility in Wilson, North Carolina, the company said in a statement. Once operational, the 200,000-square-foot facility will be the largest cultivated meat production center in the world, with a capacity to produce at least 10,000 metric tons of cultivated meat without the need to slaughter a single animal. This is a watershed moment for the cultivated meat industry that will allow Believer Meats to meet growing demands for decades to come. Joe, do you trust these people?
you got to remember, they have to do this because cows pass gas, and that flatulent is causing global warming. But you look back in history, we had all the huge herds of buffaloes that would cover a third or a half of a state. And you go back even further, and the dinosaurs and those huge creatures that were eating, you know, trees and grass, they didn't seem to destroy the world, and the world was a lot warmer, had more carbon in the air, you know, nitrogen in the air, carbon. But these are the same people. There was a poll out. 12 million people have suffered major side effects from the COVID shot. This is according to a Rasmussen poll, and it's interesting. They found that 68% of all Americans that took the vaccine, of the 68 who took the vaccine, 41%, they have suffered at least minor effects, and the majority said they've had some kind of major side effects, which amounts to 12 million people. And now we had last week, the FDA came out and approved this new bivalent mRNA booster for children aged 6 months to 4 years. The FDA is encouraging parents and caregivers to get their children vaxxed. Now, they go on and say that parents and caregivers can be assured the FDA is taking a great deal of care in our review, and we encourage parents of children any age who are eligible for primary vax or bivalent COVID boosters to consider seeking the vax, blah, 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 you know, to protect them. Yet there has been absolutely, Pastor, no clinical data supporting the efficacy of this new booster. And by the way, any safety information they have is coming from old vaccines, not this new one. And all they did was, remember, we did this story when it first came out. They tested this vax on 8 mice, and after testing 8 mice, said the vaccination, the new vax, is safe for our children 6 months old and up. On a few mice, they're risking the health of all these 6 month to, what, 4-year-old children. I mean, this is insanity. It's not only stupid, it's insane. It's criminal, and somebody should go to jail.
Well, the people that are doing this, the FDA should go to jail, for one.
Yeah.
But the parents
they
that are... this
on 6 mice, a vaccine to give children 6 months old. I can't get past that. Who in their right mind would just... That's enough testing, a few mice? I don't know.
Proverbs chapter 1 refers to the simple-minded. Are these people that would do that, would have their children take that vaccine, would you think they fall in that category as the simple-minded?
Or that, yeah, simple-minded or totally stupid. I don't know which.
Now, in the Beatitudes, you've read the Beatitudes. Is there anywhere in there where it says, blessed are the stupid?
No. We looked real hard. It's not there.
It's not there. So then that's just what you're being told by NBC, ABC, CBS. And the world depopulation movement, huh?
Right. Okay. Children now, are a gift from God Almighty. He gives them to us for care and to raise, but they belong to Him until they're old enough to decide for themselves whether to choose Him or reject Him. And this is child abuse. It should be a crime. I mean, it is on the books, but they don't see it that way.
So these parents
need to start saying, in the name of Christ, stop this insanity. We need to speak out, yell, scream, call our, like you said, call our senators and stuff and go, stop the insanity. This is insane. A few mice tested a new powerful vaccine on a few mice, and they consider that enough to be safe for our children.
Look, do you remember when they first brought these vaccines out? We were telling people that they had not been tested, and they had tested them on animals. There was an animal testing, and every single one of the animals died.
Died, right.
Every one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? That goes all the way back. That's when they first started bringing these vaccines.
Working on these. Yeah.
Yeah, way back. I mean, that was way back. And, you know, even before they were being pushed on the people, you know, by Trump and that, even before that, we were talking about that way back. And so, in fact, we were talking about those vaccines back during the Obama regime. They were started, was it what, 2011? They had this VAERS, and remember we had Wendy Wilson on here. She was dropping big-time dimes on them.
Yeah, now, but they were given, I can't remember what it was, but they were giving children something that hadn't been really tested and approved. But if you love your children, you'll give it to them.
But here's the other thing, Joe. You know, we mentioned Disney. Now, Disney has come out recently, and Bob Iger has said, we're pulling away from woke. We're not going to do the woke thing anymore. Now,
oh, come on. He's Iger, the one that started it.
Yeah, he was. But, see, he ran into a fellow in Florida named DeSantis. And this fellow in Florida, DeSantis, he said, we're not going to have none of this woke in the state of Georgia. The state of Florida, you're right. And so what happened, well, you know, they're close together. Maybe that's all. anyhow, now there's others that are following. The investment firm Vanguard has announced it's pulling out from the major climate initiative as the company faces increasing pressure for its policy of using environmental, social, and government factors while investigating its securities. I will drop out of the initiative as a reaction against woke. They come right out and say against woke. And so it goes on. In 2021, Vanguard joined the Net Zero Asset Managers Initiative, which aims to push the asset management industry toward a goal of reaching net zero emissions targeted by 2050. As of November, the signatories represented about $66 trillion worth of assets under the management. In December 7th corporate statement, Vanguard said there had been confusion about the applicability of the net zero approaches to the diversified index funds favored by the company investors. Long short, they said we're pulling out of it. We don't want any more part of the woke. They're starting to see things coming down. They're writing on the wall, aren't they?
Some people are waking up. Well, in fact, to go along with that, there was a AOC, I don't know, but she was starring in a new box office that opened this last weekend. It was a documentary on climate change promoting the Green New Deal. And they said it was big box office bomb. And it turned out that, here it was, AOC, the people voted, and out of 120 theaters, they made $81 per theater. Out of 120 theaters that this started in over the weekend, each theater made an average of $81. It's one of the biggest flops in history. So somebody might be waking up.
Yeah. Here's one. Karine Jean-Pierre, that's the Biden's spokesperson, secretary.
Yes, her.
Yeah, she said that she will not say whether or not Biden will return the millions and millions of dollars of other people's money, that Sam Bankman Fried gave to Biden's campaign. So
she
there you go.
Some old law or something. She said because of the, I can't think of it right off the top of my head, but it was a joke because it has nothing to do with that. So she, again, it's one of those things. They just confuse. They go around. They don't just lie. They kind of weasel around and don't answer the question, or they give you a fake answer. It's sickening. It is totally sickening.
All right, very good. Check this out, Joe. They lied to us. The World Health Summit member admits COVID lockdowns were political and not scientific. No kidding. You don't suppose it was about teaching people to submit and obey. And that's exactly what this whole... That's exactly what the, all of this stuff with these masks are. They want to bring the masks back, but it's all about teaching people not to not to question, just submit and obey. Wear your mask. Wear your mask. Even though it does absolutely no good and does much more harm than good, but wear that mask because you are to submit to your masters and obey your masters. And so...
Well, we've got proof all around the world. There were countries that didn't mask up, and they were better off. COVID deaths, they had fewer deaths, they had fewer hospital problems, and they had a better economy than all those countries that locked down, forced the mask, forced, you know, everything, and all they did was destroy the economy, get people killed, cause all kinds of other health and safety problems. And, I mean, we have whole nations to prove that this was true. So, I mean, it's like one of those things with Trump, you know, that... election. Where's the proof? Well, you've got to look at it to see it, right?
Yeah.
You can't see something you're not looking at.
All righty. Here's one, Joe. Biden claims released international arms dealer Victor Bout to recruit him to offload U.S. weapons for slush fund cast controlled by the Democrats. As you are no doubt aware, Joe Biden swapped a high-level Russian arms trafficker for former Lieutenant Colonel and the former Lieutenant Colonel in the Russian Army with a pothead LGBTQ basketball player.
Player, yep.
Who despises America. Anyhow, here, now, pundit coverage here and our own coverage here, the trade makes no sense at any level until you consider the following claim that has been presented to us by the author of two sources. And, of course, this is coming again out of Mike Adams. Biden and the Democrats are using Ukraine as money laundering slush fund, according to... Of course, we said that a long time ago. The whole thing...
Sure.
Yeah, years ago,
there's no accountability. Whenever there's no accountability, money goes all over the place. We saw it through the United Nations. We did a story years ago about this one person walked in, and there was money all over a table. People were coming in, taking money. You know, this has been the story of the world government. Corruption, money.
Trump was trying to bring this out. Trump, all the way back, you know. Even before he was running, he was trying to bring this stuff out. And so Biden and the Democrats are using Ukraine as money laundering slush fund, according to two sources who spoke independently and who are about to go public with the accusation, which is most likely going to be tomorrow. Using the Russian special military operation as a cover story, the U.S. has sent or pledged over $100 billion in military weapons and financial aid to Ukraine, and now they allegedly need a way to turn those weapons into cash to be laundered back into the pockets of the corrupt politicians who voted for the funding in the first place. This is what's been going on. We've been trying to tell people and tell them for years. The Democratic Communist Party has gotten completely and totally corrupt. There is nothing, there's no part of it, not any bit of it at all, that has not been totally corrupted. They're in the business of stealing, lying, election fraud. I mean, they are totally a corrupt, totally outlaw agent party, the entire Democratic Communist Party. Joe, do one more article, and then we're going to do something. We're going to open the phone lines and give folks a chance to call tonight.
All right. I want to do one story, but I'll read a headline. This is from the Heritage Foundation. Their economists say the average American family has lost over $7,000 this year due to inflation and higher interest. There's a lot of details and facts in the article, but that's what you've lost this year because of Joe. Now, the story you need to know, there's Mattel is a toy manufacturer. They're one of the biggest corporations. It owns Barbie, Fisher-Price, Hot Wheels, American Girl, and about another eight or nine toy companies. and it is promoting transgender ideology to your children, your grandchildren through the products. They've got new, one of the recent games, that Uno is a card game. Well, no, they've got a new Play with Pride deck. They're the ones that came out with that American Girl magazine telling all the little girls you can change, you can have, you know, be a gender bender. You don't have to tell your parents. They've come out with the first transgender Barbie doll this last May. And the whole company is going woke, and they're being praised by all the different LGBTQI, you know, whatever it is, all the initials after it, for all their work promoting transgenderism and how wonderful they are. They have a perfect score with two human rights groups, and they're promoting trans. I would not buy a Mattel toy. I would not buy a white a Hot Wheels car. I would not buy the dolls. These people are trying to harm your children and grandchildren. Don't support Mattel. I'd like to see them go totally broke. Woke, broke. Woke, broke. That's a new one.
All right, very good. Well, here's another point where you don't want to buy, and you don't want to shop at Kroger. You don't want to shop at Kroger at all, folks. Kroger had to pay a $180,000 settlement in a religious discrimination lawsuit for firing employees who refused to celebrate gay pride. So you had some people that worked for Kroger that had, well, you know, that were better people. They had some.
We're not going to support it. Yeah.
Yeah. They had enough decency and honor. Had enough integrity. Said, no, you know, we're not going to do that. That's a horrible sin. And so Kroger fired them. Don't shop at Kroger. Do not shop at Kroger.
Or stop right in and tell them why you're not going to shop there. That's even better.
Yeah, that is actually even better. Okay. You're right. Let's call. Phone lines are open. Let's open the phone lines, take some calls. Phone lines are open. Huh? Okay. Is our co-host there? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I'll be trying to be quick.
All
right. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hi, Cliff.
Yeah. One of the things I was just listening to was the David Knight Show podcast about at the last hour. There's a 40-minute interview with a woman named Liz James who's trying to set up a separate blood donation group. But the discussion was saying that they can't really test the blood for the spike protein. They really have to put it under a dark field microscope, which is difficult to do in mass. So it was pretty ominous. She's kind of saying that the whole healthcare industry is imploding, that people that gave the shots are getting mental health problems over their guilt of giving a kill shot and are actually taking drugs themselves, like anti-anxiety medication. And she sees the shot as kind of like almost like the golden calf, like people have been worshiping it. And very interesting interview. Another thing was the Sargent Report has every 2 weeks he updates with that lawyer, Todd Callender. And they're reporting, now I don't know how they will get this figure, but 10,000% increase in cancer, which is 100 times for the people that took the shot, about 100 times more cancer. And he's found patents that say that show that they may be putting in cesium-127, that isotope, radioactive isotope, which was the number one radioactive isotope emitted by Fukushima into the atmosphere that they were concerned about, where, you know, back when Fukushima initially exploded. So that's pretty ominous. And then another thing is Canada is putting out ads for body retrieval agents for people to pick up bodies. So that's another pretty ominous thing. And then I just want to ask you about James chapter 1, verse 6. That word waver, which is interesting. The original Greek supposedly says only two choices, the dictionary definition says, you know, you're giving up your rights or something like that by wavering. What in a spiritual connotation, that's a little bit of an ambiguous verse to me, because it comes with the territory that, you know, that example they're using. If you go in the ocean and you're swimming, of course you're going to get tossed around by the waves. So I don't know about that particular
verse. Well, what it says is, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. If you go to God to ask him for faith, for wisdom, if any of you lack wisdom, if you're asking God to give you wisdom, don't waver in your faith. Be strong that he will give you the wisdom you're seeking. Don't be like the waves that go back and forth and fluctuate. You have to be firm and solid and believe that he will do what he says he'll do.
Well, that's the point there, because, see, a mind that wavers, that goes back and forth, they're not convinced, Joe. They're not convinced that God's way is the best way. That's what that simply is, right. What it says there. But let him ask in faith, and nothing wavering, for if he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Okay, so, again, the point of it is that he doesn't really have confidence that God's ways are the best ways. So...
And then they look elsewhere and get a poisonous poke, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, one last thing I want to say. I really would recommend this book, The Psychology of Persuasion. I mean, it's got so many, it's almost like a fun book. It talks about the tactics that people used on conning people. And they gave an example of one woman that even read the book. And she got conned. She was, the salesperson said, well, this drink only comes from Brazil. And that was the scarcity ploy, you know, it's scarce. And she brought it. So even so, it just shows you how people get conned in so many different ways. And it does relate to, you know, even the shot. Like even the Pope said, you know, do this out of love. You know, take you loving your fellow person to take the shot.
Yeah, yeah. It's unbelievable. It's you know, and a lot of these people that are promoting it never took it.
Exactly. In fact, most of the elite did not take it. You know, Bill Gates said he took it. He didn't take it.
The entire White House staff didn't. They were not required. They were not required to take it. The CDC employees were not required to take it. Pfizer employees were not required to take it.
And the FDA itself is more depraved than all of Nazi Germany was. They should read Malachi chapter 4 as to where they're heading. All right.
Alrighty.
But I'll let other people call. Okay.
Okay. Merry Christmas to you. Hey, they're asking, this is a, now you're, Joe, you're very familiar with the Brunson brothers, their case, the four brothers who've got the case going before the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court is viewing the case now to decide whether or not to take the case. And we're asking folks out there to write to the Supreme Court, and ask them, the judges, to listen to the case. This is justice. This was, obviously, it was one of the worst crimes ever committed in America. Not nearly as bad as killing the children. By the way, somebody called and wanted to know if... Why killing the babies, abortion, and sodomy seem to be the worst crimes? Let me just explain to you, okay? The very first time the word abomination, which means the stench of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God, was used, was to describe the sin of sodomy, what today they call LGBTQ, okay? And Joe, you just read about, in fact, that the four or five times they're referred to throughout the Bible as dogs. Now, the other thing is, when it comes to child killing and abortion, God brought the harshest punishment on Israel, the nation of Israel, for killing his children. He even reduced them to cannibalism for such a horrible sin.
Right.
Yeah, and it's horrible, horrible. So both of them are horrible sins. So there's your answer. But now, again, they're asking you, I don't have the address of the Supreme Court. I don't Don't have it with me here. I'm looking to see if we can find it. Well, we'll be back right after this. Maybe Craig can find it while we're gone. Be right back with more.
Fear is is worth a living just because he lives.
All righty, we're back, and we have that address thanks to Courageous Craig. He was on the job. He was there. And that is the address is Supreme Court of the United States, 1 First Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20543. Now, I'll give this very slow, okay? Again, that address for you to write to the Supreme Court and say, look, remember the oath you took to the Constitution? Remember this. Our country is falling apart. The crime, the election was totally false. The election was totally fraudulent. Do your job. Find the courage to stand up and don't, you know, fear God more than the deep state, and do your job. Again, that address is, folks, the Supreme Court of the United States, 1 First Street, Northeast. That's 1 First Street Northeast, and that is Washington, D.C., and that is 20543. That's zip code is 20543. Let's go to Chicago with Karen. Karen, you're in the air.
Pastor, tell them the name of that case. The brothers.
No, the name of the case is the Brunson Brothers. The Brunson Brothers case. The Brunson Brothers case. That's Brunson. That's B-R-U-N-S-O-N, brothers. All right. And
thanks.
Okay, thank you. Now, go ahead, Karen, are you there?
Yeah, just got heads up from the ACLJ, America's Center for Law and Justice, that Biden is trying to pack the Supreme Court again to 13. In its House Rule 2584, so they could call their congressman about that.
All right, very good. Thanks for being out there. We have to take it to them. We have to be much more on the offensive, don't we?
Yes. And the American Center for Law and Justice, they're great.
All right, very, very good. And, they defended me in a case some years ago, that's how I met Jay Sekulow. He called, wanted to know if I could challenge an ordinance that they had passed there in the Cleveland area. Well, he didn't know I had already challenged that ordinance. And the case, we had actually two cases that went all the way to the Supreme Court. I was involved in, and I had no idea that they, because they just took it, took the cases, and we won. Anyhow.
The great people, they stand up for the American people. The little guy.
Absolutely. Listen, you, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too, Pastor. Pastor Joe.
All right, if you.
And everybody.
All right, if you. Thank you and God bless. And let's go to AC.
Hello.
AC. Hello. How are you?
I'm revved up. You had a woman caller last night who claimed that she once believed in a pre-trib rapture, but now is convinced the rapture will be mid-trib. Your listeners need to know that the mid-tribbers and the post-tribbers all claim to know the time of the rapture, either exactly 3.5 years after the covenant is signed, or the tribulation period begins, or 7 years exactly. Yet Jesus clearly told us in Mark 13, verse 33, that his disciples could not know when the time is. Post-tribbers and mid-tribbers are looking for the Antichrist to show up, not Jesus. And Jesus clearly taught the tribulation period begins immediately after the rapture, not weeks, months, or years later, as two major Midwest ministries, nationally known, are putting out. So there's a lot of thought.
Let me ask you this question. I'll ask you a question, AC. Is God the author of confusion?
Absolutely not.
Well, listen, then.
No.
then God does things with a purpose. It's not like the opposition out there, the entire Democratic Party, they're doing everything totally contrary to the Bible, everything contrary to the Word of God, right?
Right.
They want to punish the innocent and raise up and reward the wicked. Now, you see, when God does things, he does things very purposely. There would be absolutely no purpose in the church going through the tribulation period. The tribulation period, the purpose of that was to, one, the purification period for Israel, okay?
Exactly.
And number two,
yeah,
to punish the wicked, okay, unbelievers. Now,
right,
several places in the Bible, in Thessalonians, in Revelation, in Romans, in several places in Scripture, he makes it very clear that his people will not go through the wrath of God. They will not be there. There would be no absolutely reason for the church to face the tribulation, have to go through that. Now, there's a difference between tribulation that we go through on a daily basis that we've had,
right,
and the wrath of God. Okay, a major right. difference, and so. Again, you're absolutely right. It would be totally senseless and unreasonable for the church to go through that. But, again, God tells you several places in Scripture that the church won't go through it.
A number
so,
of places
there you go.
Taught. And
right.
the seven-year tribulation period is the flood of God's wrath against planet Earth as it was in the days of Noah, and Noah is the historic... Days of Noah are the historical example that support a pre-tribulation rapture over and above the teachings.
Absolutely, because the flood was a type of the rapture, wasn't it? If you take a look at the
tribulation period, yeah, the ark. Was
the flood was a type. Look here, when you start, I'll just tell you this quickly. Now, what happened when the rapture takes place? What happens? The believers are caught up, right?
Right
now,
off the surface of the earth, right.
Right. So when the floods came, the ark was lifted up off the surface of the earth, all the way up
right.
above the mountains. We call that the sky, you know.
Right.
They were caught up. So while the believers were caught up off the earth,
right.
what was taking place down below on the earth? It was the
People
wrath of God.
Drowning. People were.
It's called the wrath of God. Okay.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So he's showing you very clearly, I mean, it's very clearly, how is God immutable? Does he do things the same way over and over?
Well, yeah, God is consistent, and he gives us historical examples to prove Scripture. Which
does God say, I change not? I'm the same today, tomorrow, forever, and I change not?
Right.
Yeah. There you go. So, I mean, that tells you right there, my friend. All right. Well, then, thank you, and have a very, very Merry Christmas. Who do we have over there next?
It's Sean in Colorado.
Sean in Colorado. You're in the air.
Hey, guys. Thank you for what you're doing. You guys are helping a lot of people, myself and others, and God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's amazing. I mean, well, we got to say the truth. I'm sure you heard about the ruling about the homosexual thing, the marriage thing,
people
giving into this garbage. Yeah.
The disrespect for marriage, the disrespect for marriage, yeah. See, a lot of that is to keep your attention off the other things that they're doing, okay?
Exactly.
That's what a major part of that is, but it's also to show total mm-hmm. disrespect for God, and it just shows you just how loathsome. You know, how loathsome, you know, what Joe Biden is doing, God's Word, the Bible calls it loathsome. So
it's just sad. And I was going to mention, you know, I still see people wearing masks. And on occasion, I'll just ask them, why are you wearing a mask? And I don't say it to, like, tell them not to. I just says, and they just give some of the silliest answers. And I just, well, sir, there's enough evidence to show it. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't even stop a cold. But people just give these weird answers. I'm like, okay, if you want to do it, go ahead. But it's like, but people they're just following along. They're sheep, but they're following the wrong people. You know,
that's why they're called sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Thank you guys for what you're doing.
People than leaders.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, keep up the good work, and thank you, and God bless you. I'm praying for you guys, and yeah, we got to. If we say we're believers, we got to stand the truth.
Thanks, Sean. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you guys too, and to Wendy.
Alrighty. I'm not quite sure if tomorrow's Wendy Wednesday or not. Things have been happening so fast and rapidly. So I have to find out. Who's next there? Craig, who's next? Did we lose Craig?
Did we have silence? Did we lose him, the engineer?
I think he might be on a phone with somebody. That's what happens. Their phones are lighting up, far as I know, and we're coming up. I don't know how much time we have left, but I know we're getting to that time. But let me just do this while we can. They lied it to us. The World Health Summit member admits COVID lockdowns were political, not scientific. On a 3-day conference in October, the World Health Organization, approximately 300 speakers and 3,000 participants attended the world's COVID-19 response and how the future. We'll make a long story short, they admitted that there was no science in the lockdowns. The lockdowns was for the sole purpose of getting people to get used to obeying what their orders.
Okay, and so, back that up. The World Health Organization, China's puppet, just named a man named Sir Jeremy Farah the influential scientist who helped to crush the lab leak theory as a conspiracy, is now the new chief scientist. He's the head of one of UK's biggest research funding bodies, that he doles out money like Fauci to other researchers. And he originally was one of those that said that the pandemic had come from virus experiments in China. Now he's the one who said it's all a conspiracy, and now he's the head of the World Health Organization. So it pays financially to be corrupt, but people that get rich that way will find hell is quite hot, won't they?
Yep.
They will not be rewarded long.
All right. Craig, are you there yet? Okay, do we have any other? Okay, well, how much time do I have? All right, then I don't have time to do this. So I was going to just, I'll head to the headlines here on this one. Hard proof of premeditated mass murder, international genocide, deliberate depopulation agenda. This is here from the alternative news analysis and commentary. So we'll have to do this tomorrow. But anyhow, Joe, you've got 5 minutes now to give us an invitation. Can you do it?
Right. My voice holds. I'm going to try. 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spot. We're always talking about covered by the blood of the Lamb. The shed blood of Christ is what the price was paid. The wages of sin is death. So God did send his only begotten Son to the end that all of us that believe in him and in his Son should not perish but have everlasting life. He did a substitutionary death on the cross. He took your place, my place. And we see in Galatians 4, chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that's us, that we might receive the adoption of sons. When we are forgiven, when we call upon God the Father with a truly repentant heart, and ask to be forgiven of our sins, those sins that put Christ on the cross, the Father forgives. And then we can ask Jesus Christ to be Lord of our life. And when we do that, we can with the down payment of the Holy Spirit. This is what Christ does. He gives us the Holy Spirit, the gift of that Holy Spirit. We become the adopted sons and daughters of the living God. We become joint heirs with Jesus and everlasting life through this. The key is so many people out there have a profession of faith but no possession in the heart. They said words, but they truly didn't repent of their sins. They weren't really sorry. They did not click up in their brains that their sins really did cause Jesus to go to the cross. So the key is you have to have a repentant heart, and then you can ask for Jesus' gift of salvation, his gift of everlasting life, and we become part of the family of God, and we become this new creature, this new creation, with our down payment of the Holy Spirit giving us everlasting life. But it's something that we must do thoughtfully. We can't just do it because others around us did it. We can't just do it because, well, it sounds like the thing to do. We have to thoughtfully and repentfully call upon Father God and repent of those sins. In fact, repent was the first word Jesus spoke in his ministry. And, Pastor, I think you and I would agree neither one of us has ever met anyone who was born again who's regretted being born again and forgiven of their sins, have we?
No. You can't, you won't find anyone that ever regrets that, and you know, again, like I said, everybody out there will be a believer one day. There are no unbelievers in heaven or hell, and the reality is that God is a God who is immutable. He does not change. His word stands forever. He told you, made it very clear, his word will stand forever. And today, you have all this language of illusion and delusion you have out there turning. Good for evil, so on and so forth, back and forth, and trying to make sin more palatable. And again, folks, we're living in...
To make it wonderful, enjoyable, right. And they tried to glorify sin.
Jesus calls it the days of sorrows, and so that's the day we're living in right now. And so anytime, things could happen. We could be in a nuclear war anytime tomorrow. Many of you out there listening could run out of tomorrow's tonight. It's going to happen. It's going to happen all over the world tonight. Many people are going to die who are not expecting to die at all. They're not expecting to die at all, but they will. And it's not a tragedy to die. We're all going to die. But to die in your sin, that is a tragedy, because you can never undo that. It doesn't get any better. So until, like we're always saying, until tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.